Unit 10, page 104, exercise 3.
A.
Halley Research Station. Halley 6 is a research station situated in the Antarctic. It is home to a team of scientists who do research into the weather and climate change. The base is over 5,000 kilometers away from the nearest city, so it is extremely remote. During the winter, temperatures can fall to minus 55 degrees Celsius, and for 105 days of the year, the sun does not rise. During this time, travel is impossible. No ships can reach the station because the ocean freezes over, and strong winds and snow stop planes from flying there. Only a few staff stay behind to continue their research and maintain the base over the winter. Until the first plane returns in the spring, they have no contact with any other people. The current research station is the sixth building since the base opened in 1956. The earlier buildings broke under the weight of the snow or became too dangerous to live in. Engineers have worked hard to improve the design of Halley 6. It is composed of 8 separate pieces, or pods, similar to train carriages. The pods are built on legs attached to giant metal skis, which are used to move the station to a safer location if the ice starts to break. The legs are raised in the winter so that the station stays above the deep snow. Inside, the pods have special colors and lighting to make them more pleasant for living and working in isolation.
B.
Winter at the bottom of the world. Halley Research Station, June 4th. Last night was the best since I arrived here in Antarctica in January. I saw the aurora for the first time. It's Mark's turn to work nights this week, and he got us out of bed at 2 a.m. to see the green and white lights. We were outside for about 20 minutes watching them move across the sky. It was amazing. Here's a photo I took. The aurora is about the only good thing that happens during the Antarctic winter. It isn't much fun living here. The temperature goes down to minus 50 degrees Celsius on average, so we spend as little time as possible outside. Also, it's dark for 24 hours a day. The sun disappeared on April 29th, and it won't come up again until August 13th. I can't wait for the weather to get better. There are only 13 of us at Halley right now, and we won't see anyone else until our colleagues come back at the end of October. For now, the only company we have is the penguins. I stayed behind because I have to keep on doing my experiments. Most of the scientists have gone now. The others are here to take care of the base. And then there's the chef. His job is to take care of us.